I'm ready.
Well, so I said what I had to say.
Select Board Special Meeting Agenda, March 24th, 2026, 9:15 a.m. This meeting is being recorded, and I'll call the meeting to order. And first order is to discuss our bids with Nate.
Yep. So we sent the plans out to, I don't have the list with me, maybe 10 contractors or more.
Really? That many?
Yeah. Aaron, you have I sent you the list, right? I didn't? Oh, okay. So it was the same list. It was the same list that we'd sent out. We put together last year. The only difference was the guy you were using sent it out. There was a guy, some guy in Northfield bid on the job, never heard of him. It was like twice as much. So I didn't send it to him, but I sent it to everybody else. I also didn't send it to Fenoff, just the way his bid was last year, and never came and talked to me about it.
Yeah.
So I was like,
that was the one where the quote-unquote two sides of the family were bidding something.
Yeah,
you couldn't figure it out.
I thought it was one, then it was the other, and they never said anything, and it was very strange. So.
Yeah, no, I don't need that. Yep.
Yep. But sent it out to everybody else. And I think you're going to have a lot of interest in these projects. These guys seem very interested in it. So. Yeah, so we set the date for is it April 6th?
The next select board meeting, I believe, is April 6th.
Yes, so we set the bid opening date for April 6th. So I figured I'd have, threw that out to them a couple weeks ago. We've had a few comments. We'll tweak a few things on the plans, just a little, couple minor changes, so I'll probably send out another basically an addendum to those guys to say this is what we're gonna tweak.
Based to the people who questioned or to everybody?
To everybody.
Okay.
So Brook Road will be one bid, so it'll include the culvert and it'll include the road. Then Ridge Road and Town Hall Road will be one bid. They'll have to give you two numbers. They'll have to give you a number. In that one bid, they'll have to give you a number for Town Ridge. Hall Road. And then, so we did break it into two bids. In the event there's some issue where you might say, look, we're gonna award you this half, but we're not going to award that other one if something went awry. And it does say in there that, hey, you guys can't do them both at the same time, because one's going to stay open. So, and then North Kirby Road will be the other separate bid.
Mm-hmm.
So, in reality, you could have three contractors working all at the same time.
Could you explain that about down here with the bridge being one and the road change moving being the other? You could actually, it goes out as one bid.
It'll go out
two halves.
Yeah.
Or?
So basically, on that bid form, they just, instead of giving you one lump sum number, they're going to give you two. So that way.
So we can separate the contractors here if needed be.
Well, we wouldn't separate the contractors down there.
No.
Like if it's still going to be the total, we still want it the total of.
Both.
So, because otherwise it gets real messy.
Mm-hmm.
But this way, if for some reason, say the Town Hall Road was $400,000 and you're feeling good about that, so I thought it was, that's when the bid comes in, and then Ridge Road, the guys come in and they're like, we want $1 million, and I estimated at $400,000. It gives us the opportunity to go, hold on.
Now, the Ridge Road includes, shift includes the embankment as well.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So,
but separate from the bridge.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure, because they're separate projects, you know, they're really, I want to make sure that sometimes when you do jobs unit price, you can put them in, you know, you combine them so it's just one number. You know, you'll have unit prices that add up to a total number at the bottom, but because it's really two different jobs, it's a road slope work job, and then it's a bridge job. So
that's better for us, because that can keep us underneath that FEMA threshold of small projects. And we go over that, then we go through God knows, more discovery learning that I don't want to discover.
And I do put language in. I put language in the bid form that covers the language that's usually needed when projects are larger. Yeah. Any type when you have these federal contracts.
Right.
So that should all be covered. So kind of just going over the summary. North Kirby Road, it's a 13-foot diameter culvert. The one last year was a 16-foot. So same concept on that one, same length actually. It's 63 or 64 feet. Won't be as deep. But it should be.
Is that one of them sectional things like the one at the end of the road where they put 100 pieces together? Or
just like the last one we did last year.
Mm-hmm. Except this one you were saying, is it? No, that's right. This one was having to, because we're already sitting on bedrock, that has concreted up, and then.
Yep, so Town Hall Road, that one is going to be an arch that, a galvanized arch. Galvanized. Mm-hmm. And that'll sit right on bedrock.
Is it on bedrock?
Yeah, so
I thought it was had to be concrete.
Well, the concrete will sit up on the bedrock. We'll come up. They'll pour like a leveling footing, and then they'll pour another 2-foot footing on top of that, 2-foot high footing, and then it'll have a little keyway in it, and then you put the arch in that. We'd started it looking at, I think when you guys came in, we'd first looked at. They make aluminum head walls, and we've done that on some other ones.
Oh, the fan thing?
Sometimes you put wing walls that come off to the side like that, and then sometimes it's... So we did have a wing wall that was flared out, and then the aluminum head wall. We were working through it, and I looked at it, and it's... Those work really well when the road is perpendicular to the stream, where it's a nice 90-degree, where a little skew is all right, but the more I looked at it, I just said, that's going to look like shit. So the manufacturer makes, and I don't being recorded, I promise, the manufacturer makes a concrete headwall design that works when the road isn't lined up with the stream, and it's going to make it look nicer.
Probably hold up a little better against the weight of water.
It's really designed. It's really above the stream at this point. Like, it's not. When you start making these things big like this, they're not. You don't have the same debris issues. But it is. You know, it is cut on one of your main roads. So I tweaked that and changed it, so it'll be concrete head walls. So that'll add some money to it. But I think it's the right approach.
Still end up being dead straight, and it's
the structure follows the stream. That's what we're required to do. Is that shape has to follow that channel. So it's a smooth flow going through it, and then the road comes at an angle. So what this allows us to do is twist. So if you got your structure going with the stream, but your road goes like this, instead of having that culvert like this come out and just be a rectangle, we can actually cut the culvert like this.
Yeah.
So the head wall goes with the road.
Hmm.
So it's going to feel it's going to feel better. I mean, if that wasn't your main road, if it was just a dead end road, I wouldn't do that. I would just do a cheaper option because no one's going to really see it.
Is it a matter of also of raising that road, that section?
We started to raise it, and then I brought it back down. I think with the width that we're going to have and the concrete head walls, we kind of talked about your entrance coming into your
sand pit.
I think by keeping it down is probably going to be a better match to come in and out of there, to keep it where similar to where it always has been versus bringing it up. Because it made those concrete head walls they're still going to be tall.
Right.
So.
The outlets are on the outlet part, there's none of that? Just on the inlet part, on your concrete, or what?
Both inlet.
Both.
Outlet,
in,
yeah.
Okay.
Because when you cut that pipe.
Right.
I mean, that arch is kind of relying on, you got a load hitting it here, and that arch normally relies on that load being transferred over. So when you cut it at an angle, that load actually gets transferred over onto the
edge.
The edge, which is that head wall is actually. So the design adds a lot more rebar to the head wall.
Yeah.
Because it's almost, you're almost building another beam of steel and rebar, or steel and concrete.
Right.
To transfer that load across instead of the actual steel culvert taking
it.
So,
now, are you requiring that the quote-unquote steel part of it is the sectional type thing being put together like at the end of Ridge Road? The first project from last year, they had like 70 million pieces sitting there with numbers and shit.
Yep.
Putting it all together is essentially.
Yeah, it's basically the same. So like North Kirby will be the same aluminum material.
Mm-hmm. Right from the bottom up type deal, like that one set up.
But the one over here will be galvanized steel. That'll be. They'll still come in pieces, just not as many.
And the reason for that?
Well, it'll be an arch, so it doesn't come all around the bottom. And then also, the steel has more strength, so you don't have to have as many of these reinforcing ribs. I mean, aluminum's pretty light, which works well for dropping down into a deeper hole. Galvanized, I mean, you really don't want to put, at least in my opinion, and I think some of the manufacturers too, the galvanized, like say the 13 footer or 16 footer, you really don't want to use those galvanized because when we pull culverts out, what's rotten? What was
right buried. At the bottom?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the aluminum is going to hold up
better
forever.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So essentially, the one on the North Kirby Road would be similar in design and so forth to that one, completely manufactured, circle, just buried to X depth and blah, blah, blah.
Yep. And what I've tried to do is sometimes we bury them a little deeper than we need to because the state really, their focus is on the width. And a lot of times my focus is on, I got to meet their width, but I also want to keep it simple. And I can keep it simple when I do that round pipe.
Mm-hmm.
I can go
really
deep. that's the main reason that I like using aluminum, round aluminum pipes when I can. Because I want to keep it as simple as possible. Mm-hmm. The galvanized one down here on Town Hall Road, we'll keep that steel will stay up out of the water.
Right.
So it's going to last a hell of a lot longer. And the nice thing is, eventually when those things do fail, you can.
Morning, John.
You're not back in the street. You're not rebuilding the concrete foundation.
Right.
Unless it's been 100 and 150 years where it's all just spalled off.
The length on that culvert that we put in over here, what was the length on that?
64.
63
or 64.
Okay.
So, and the next, the North Kirby will be the same length, but it won't be as deep, so the slopes won't feel quite as
steep.
Steep.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was what I was wondering.
Yeah. Yeah, we probably could have made that one another 4 feet longer.
Over here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's, sometimes it's a hard thing. How long are we going to make this, you know?
Right.
How much further downstream?
Right. So. I know on that one down here, there's another brook to the left of that same brook that comes into that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, well, it ain't really a brook. It's a runoff.
Usually on the call it. Usually we'll add that extra length on the downstream side.
Yeah.
Because that's your steepest bank.
Right.
So no, that stream will still come in.
Okay.
Where it's supposed to.
Yeah.
So we've got easements getting prepared for Mike and folks across the street on North Kirby, and then I need to talk with Aaron again because we've got to make sure the paperwork is in for the temporary easement for. Cutting the slope on Ridge Road. So,
not still planned to be blasting.
Yep.
Blasting, and then they'll go down in the stream and they'll peck out a little keyway into the bedrock, and then we'll have them set some like 5-6 foot rock down in there, some fabric behind it, and then start building that slope back up. So.
Can you do that with, I've been trying to figure out, a fair amount of good rocks going to come out of that corner.
Do they
haul it away and then bring it back when they need to type stuff, or how does that?
I would say that's probably, they're going to have to sort it. I don't know.
Well, it depends how it comes apart, right?
Exactly. The guys are pretty creative when it comes to figuring that out. So, I mean, it'll be, if it breaks apart, I mean, if they touch that thing off, I mean, it all depends on how they blast. I mean, if they say to the guys, you know, we want this to come off in big chunks, they might just pop it off in some big chunks, and then they can just roll those things down the hill, basically.
Right.
So, I mean, that would probably be my approach.
Essentially, they got to take all of that, theoretically, move the road base before, I mean, they can key the bottom, but they can't do much else until it's all done with.
Yeah, because then we'll lay the slope back a little bit more than obviously what it is now. So
from the brook side up, and then also taper the rock wall.
The rock will have a, like a half a foot for every foot, maybe.
Yeah.
So that'll be fairly steep, but yeah. I mean, if it was me, I'd probably just drill as light as I could, pop bigger rocks, the biggest rocks that I could, and if I had to peck a few of them after once
right,
I
with
broke,
the jackhammer,
then
yeah.
I would, and then I'd probably just roll them down the hill and use those to build my.
What are you going to have a shelf at the bottom of that, and then so high, and then work up from there?
Well, they'll key in the big 5 or 6 foot rock, and then some fabric behind it, and then they'll build. You know, we'll have 2 or 3 foot rock.
Yeah.
Just come back at that.
Gotcha.
But does it step?
It won't step.
As opposed,
not really. No.
No.
I mean, you'll have that kind of vertical wall at the stream edge.
Right.
And
then that, after that, it just. Slopes,
and then you'll have some space between the guardrail and the slope. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of the bench that we're going to go with. So you'll have some space on the back side of your guardrail.
Right.
So
now you talk about having other people sign stuff. Are DiCarlo's, people that own the property that given us or whatever. Giving us the rock and the ability to move the road and stuff like that. that's all stuff that's established now, lawyer-wise.
No, that's the last piece that
Clark.
So I had sent back to Clark, you know, gave him some comments on the draft easement that he put together for North Kirby, but I need to talk to him about a temporary easement, because you'll still be within the right-of-way.
He had already done some paperwork for up here. I don't know exactly what it was, but I have it in the
house. Okay, yeah, if you could send me a copy of that, and then just check it out, because when we're done, I mean, we basically need space to work on the property temporarily, and then
right.
when we're done, you know, it's just, so it's just a temporary deal.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, because that also has a fairly decent runoff section and further downhill from the intersection itself. I noticed walking it that there's pretty good swale, and then most
yep.
of the water runs down through there. So does all of that end up being below the structure?
You mean like below?
Well, obviously there's no, the wrong word, no structure, but where the rock is blasted and cut, that sort of semi-major runoff is going to be below all that anyway.
So there's a culvert down below that is what you're saying, and you want to make sure that
yeah,
water
plus
still goes
there's,
to that culvert.
I mean, there's a fair amount of water runs over that bank in
right.
springtime and stuff, and I just...
So we've got two culverts going back in, or one?
I believe it's just one.
Just one. So the culvert that's there, one will go back in.
Mm-hmm.
But the new ditch will also get blasted out.
Right.
So we can make it... If it's functionally better to be deeper, that's part of what you
yeah,
designed.
I think the question will be, depending on what we run into with the ledge, I mean, how much riprap actually has to go back in it. I mean, it may not be any. It's just all
mm-hmm.
rock. So.
Yeah.
Well. I have a question. Your bid request leaves the option for the select board to refuse any and all bids, yes?
Yes, yeah. We always do that. But at the end of the day, I would say that we put together a list of local contractors that we've worked with before. We've invited them. And so unless something seriously awry happens.
Right. No, I was just saying, like, just in case funding crops out.
Well, I would say unless bids are not anywhere near my estimates, I mean, I'm going to have an estimate
mm-hmm.
probably tomorrow. I mean, I'll work on it today. I should have them done today, but I mean, tomorrow I'll have the estimates for you. And so unless the bids are way off from my estimates, then we should be well ahead of the game, I think, to know. I mean, do you already have an idea from FEMA? Like, what have you guys already, what are you already planning on? What is from the preliminary funding?
Well, you know, we have, what FEMA gave us is an estimate.
Yes.
So they gave us as an estimate for that project there at somewhere between, and I went back in last night and looked at the data in the portal, and it got truncated. So I can't see the whole amount, but it comes in about 1.7 remaining, work remaining. Paid as partial up front.
But that was for the work that's already been done?
Work been done.
Right.
So 1.7 million for the bridge, the embankment, the road.
So that doesn't include North Kirby or...
No, I have a guess. I just threw a number on that, but I don't have any idea how much that would be.
Okay.
And then Brook Road, they gave it 478.
So
right somewhere around 2.3 to 2.5 is what we have as a working figure for the three projects.
I think we're going to be like 1.5.
That'd be great.
That would that's be my just, feel. That's
that
my
would
feel
be just
for,
great.
For the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because if the federal government doesn't come back together Well, we can work with that. We will pay paying off some loans for a while, but we can work with that.
Yeah.
Do you get a sense or a feel for how the springtime stuff is lining up as far as you expect more than one or two people to bid the thing? Or
we had, so 3 weeks ago maybe, we bid one in Brighton. It was an arch pipe about 32 feet, so similar, probably similar to the one
on Town Hall.
On Town Hall Road, but instead of being on bedrock, it was in a swamp. It didn't need the concrete head walls, so we just had aluminum, but we had eight bidders.
Mm-hmm.
And we had bids go from $288 to
just under half a million.
Yeah.
So, and we had like a local company out of Brighton took the job at $288 or $290, whatever it was. And then we had two other bidders. Jay McDonald was one of them. They were like $310, $313 range. So. McDonald lost that one. They lost
a little bit of competition in there.
There's some good competition. I think I wouldn't be surprised. They seem hungry. There's a few of them. I think it's gonna be good. Yeah,
good.
I'm excited.
That's good.
I enjoy when those guys are happy.
Well, so. With the price of everything and fuel and stuff, I'm sure the local guys they ought to put their numbers together to stay local, I would think. But
yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah. So. Yeah, no, so the only question that had come up that I'm still thinking about was contractor had asked about, the paver had asked about a clause in there for escalation for the cost of their asphalt, liquid asphalt or whatever inflates, obviously, with the price of fuel. And but that can just... I got to think about that more. I'm not sure. Our jobs at the end of the day are still so small. I mean, they build those, like V-Trans build those into their contracts, and especially for their bigger road jobs or, you know, Pike's paving where it could be millions of dollars. Mm. And
we ain't got that much road to redo.
Yeah, it's like, all right, if the fuel costs don't come back down and it adds $10 a ton to asphalt, we've got, you know, I can't remember what I was just figuring, yes, 300 ton or 400 ton. And it was like three, you know, if it's $3,000.
Right.
I think we just kind of let them figure it out as they go.
Mm-hmm.
Now, nobody can do anything until June?
They can't get
whatever the water thing.
They can't get in the streams till July 1st. So.
Right.
And we're out by October 1st.
Out by October 1st, but again, this type of work, state's been pretty good to us.
I know you were saying that on the end of the project, or whatever, can we get in any earlier by asking them, or is that...
Well...
I mean, July... I don't know how much of this can happen without that, because they're all sitting around water.
Well, that's a lot of times, you know, a lot of times we don't want to get in any earlier. You know, you're going to fight. I mean, some of the guys might want to start preparing or if they need work for their guys, but I'm not a big fan of trying to go early. Mm-hmm. Because many of these guys, they just want to come in and get it done. You know, the bigger contractors have bigger crews. Guys like to just maybe go park themselves on a job for a few weeks and they'll drag it out.
Mm-hmm.
But when you start getting some of the owner-operator job companies coming in, if they get the jobs, they're going to come in. And
if they're going to come in and do it for $300,000, they don't want to sit here for 4 months.
Exactly. So they don't want to come in when the water's high.
Right.
It's just too risky and too costly. So... the only thing, I mean, if it comes up, we can address it. can't remember if it's the state of Vermont either lets you in, might let you in June 15th, and it's Army Corps that makes you wait till July 1st. If it's Army Corps with July 1st, it's just a longer process to get a permit from them. So it's not really... We only do it if we have... Army Corps, generally, we get something called like a general permit. If we follow their basic criteria, we don't have to have a paper permit. It's just a general authorization that says that
following
you follow
what they establish,
you don't need a permit. So if at the very end someone comes in and says, well, can we do this different? It's like, no, you can't. It's too late with Army Corps. It just takes too long to go through their paper process unless it's a absolute emergency.
Right.
Then we're out of that emergency.
Yeah.
So if we have the same bidder on this project right here, will they get the choice of which part of the bid they want to do first? Or are we going to set the bridge first?
I would say no. I mean, we're just telling them they can't do them both at the same time.
Right.
They can't close both roads. So
right.
Then they're going to figure out how.
Oh, they can't do.
They can't close both roads at the same time. That's no. That would not fly.
Okay. So one so that we can keep using that road, and then the other one when you can't use down below.
Yeah. And I think everybody we've invited, I mean, they're all generally local people. They're not going to come in and be difficult. So.
And what did you say the time frame to asking the bids to be back by?
You're meeting on April 6th.
Yeah.
So
you'll come into that meeting April
6th? Yep, I'll come to the meeting on April 6th. Yep, and we'll do it. I'm not going to take any time to analyze anything other than I know what my estimate was.
Mm-hmm.
I'll know what these bids are coming in at. We've invited everybody. And unless something really goes south, we'll be making that decision. I'll be recommending to you guys to make a decision right then and there and be done with it.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
And
so is that bid opening meeting, or will you have... That April 6th is, will you have already seen and opened the bids? Or?
Nope. Keep them sealed.
Right.
That's one thing I'm going to make sure is when they come in, if they mail them or drop them off, they got to stay sealed.
Yeah.
And open them.
So that's what happens April 6th at the meeting.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have never, like last year was done a little different. I think they were open first, or were they open at the meeting? So there was like a bid analysis. No, they were...
Matt Young opened them like a summary.
That's what it was, yeah. And I've...
Yeah. We're not going to do that.
I've never, especially with a federally funded project, I've never done that. I've always had a sealed bid system. So...
So is it awarded?
So with the sealed bid,
you'll
be just you
here. You're recommend
who we pick.
The public. The contractors can come.
Right.
It's all done in open public.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, there's no situation where you'd run into, remember last year he said it took him like 7 tries to get the bid form filled out by one of the guys. So there'll be none of that. If they can't fill out our bid form.
As many times as you've done it.
they won't get invited again to other jobs, but. No, we'll be ready to recommend to you guys to make a decision, and unless something's real wacky, then we might say either go into executive session to talk about it,
right?
Or probably do that, and then if we need to delay something, we could. But we put in there, I think that their bids are good for 2 or 3 weeks or something before you guys make a decision. So you don't have to make a decision,
right.
But there's no point in
we don't need to wait any longer than we have to.
Right. Get it done. The job up in Brighton that bid a few weeks ago, this morning I got the shop drawing submittal from the manufacturer for the plates. So, those guys love it because they can get it in their pipeline early and we don't worry about delays.
Because we had a bit of issue with that, as I recall, from the... at the end of the road that there was a week or 10-day delay because of wrong end of the season, so to speak. guys making the...
Well, we had to have you guys order that pipe ahead of time because we were bidding so late.
Right. This time, that's not an occurrence. Everything's going to be on the bidders.
It'll be simpler. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good. So the only thing we do need to talk about is down here at the bridge on Town Hall Road, we put some pink ribbon around a couple trees.
Yeah.
Those trees need to be cut mm-hmm. prior to April 15th. So they don't need to be removed. They just need to be down. So what
the hell is that about?
That is the Bat People with Army Corps permit.
Oh, jeez.
So that's why, you know, the trees on the other road didn't get cut. Before April 15th, so we couldn't cut them until after October 1st. Which McDonald did an awesome job about mm-hmm. building that whole thing without taking those trees out. When that's awarded on the 6th, if everything's good, then I'm going to tell whoever the contractor is that gets the job, go cut those trees. But if it gets delayed or something happens, then
we better go cut the trees.
Somebody's going to cut them down.
Cut them down.
Gotcha.
So, the town's going to just at least knock them over.
Yeah.
So we can say with a straight face that
it was done before the 15th.
Yeah.
So there's, you said there's a couple, two, three?
Yeah, something like that on the upstream side.
Okay.
We put some ribbon around in last fall. So if you drive by, you'll see them.
Yeah. And you're anticipating the people that make these sectional culverts can deal with our time frame without issue?
Yep.
And lastly, on the Brook Road deal, seemed to be somewhat of a surprise to us that they wanted to have a larger multi-piece culvert put almost on the town line between us and Linden.
Yeah.
That's going under the road, correct?
Yes.
So that road will be cut off for some period of time.
Yeah, I mean, I would say, again, it depends who does it. A bigger company like McDonald, the guys like to park themselves for a few weeks. Someone smaller like Matthews or somebody, they're going to come in and just pound it out usually. So that one, it'll be at least 2 or 3 weeks. I mean, that could be closed a month. I might mm-hmm. say plan on a month. Because, again, that one is on a skew with the road. And we actually will have, on the outlet side, we're going to have a concrete head wall. Because the way it comes out of that, it slams into that big bank. It just doesn't it doesn't fit right for not cutting the pipe at an angle. Because we started to think about, we didn't have a lot of cover there. We started to think about a bridge. We looked at that, and it's like, that's just, we need to keep it simple. So we backed it off, put the pipe in. We'll bury that one a little deeper.
But that whole lower section of the road, it ends up being raised up.
So we'll come up. So from that pipe for the first, 800 feet, we'll probably just, what we have in the plans is for the first 800 feet or so, we'll change the culverts out. We'll add another 8 inches of crushed ledge, stay mat, new road base going up through there. And then when we get closer to the corner and in the corner and then past the corner, we're going to bring all that up 2-3 feet in some areas. To make sure that when we get up to that corner where the stream mm-hmm. comes up against the road, that we built something that the river's not going to want to come down the road anymore.
Are they going to let us play in that river at all?
I sent an email to Jaron,
and
he has two or three weeks ago, and he hasn't responded to me about it.
Because I'd really like to move that over to where it used to be.
Well, that's still what I said to him. And I showed him, actually, because we have the old topography of the stream from, say, 10 years ago.
Yeah.
You can see where it just took that, filled that whole stream,
right,
and then kicked it over against,
correct,
the bank. So I need to know what he's going to tell us.
Right.
So right now that's not in the bid.
Right.
The bid is only built to basically build the road up and,
mm-hmm,
protect it and then see what he wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a situation where if he says yes, whoever's working on the job, we say to them, look, we want an hourly price, or we want this for you guys to go in there and just,
right,
pull the trees out and
pull rocks out and all that and,
right,
put it back.
Yeah.
It's just all built up there with matter right there,
yeah,
so much, and
no, it's,
you know, makes its own path towards our road. And
exactly, it's not a good situation.
No.
And it might be a situation where we literally have to have Jaron physically out there again and just say, this is what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
This is a hazard.
Mm-hmm.
We need to make this happen.
Mm-hmm.
So, and if it adds $5,000,
right,
to the job,
right,
then it does.
Right. But it's going to save the town a lot of money down the road if
it's a lawsuit.
Right.
So, and sometimes you got to
roll.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you got to bring those guys out there and,
mm-hmm,
just physically show them.
Face to face, yeah.
Yeah. So, there'll be time for that.
Yep.
Yeah. Did I miss anything, Brayden?
No.
So again, once it happens to it, him or I will be around with all the jobs.
Yep.
You said that's a squash culvert going in down there?
Yes.
So it's lower and wider?
Right, yeah. That's a squash pipe on Brook River.
Yeah, that one's a squash pipe.
Yeah.
So that's the oval kind of looking things as opposed to...
Oval with the bottom.
Right.
Yeah. So you got the arch that just comes down and hits, and then you've got just a circular pipe, and,
yep,
then you get the ones that are more of a squash shape.
Do you want to mention something about returning logs?
Oh yeah, so we did put in the contract that all the blocks like you guys have,
mm-hmm,
all come back to you.
Yep.
That they don't get to keep them.
What are we
doing?
Don't. I mean, just you might use them again.
Yeah, right? We'll have them piled up over here somewhere.
And the
I'm
same
sure
thing.
We'll use them.
I think we included the guardrail right on Ridge Road.
Yeah.
The guardrail goes back to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's not very old guardrail in there.
No, we,
mm-hmm,
just put that
and
in.
And they can't
four or 5 years
reuse it?
Or
they can.
But they won't.
It's FEMA money. I mean, they can put it back. It's slower. I'd say just take it out. If it's salvageable, you can use it somewhere else, which on your town level, I would say absolutely.
Right.
And then just let them put new stuff back in with their new,
mm-hmm,
work. Yeah. It's one of those things where, like, you and I might try to save it,
yeah,
or use it, but at the end of the day, it doesn't save any money on the contract.
Right.
They might charge you just as much.
Store it out here for 5 years and then throw it away.
I mean, you never know. I mean,
like owning your house.
Sometimes, you can use that stuff for a snowmobile bridge.
Right.
You know, so there's always, or you might have a section where you might want to put a piece of it in over a next to a small cupboard or something where you can just dig it and set it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think there'll be any money difference in the contract from, which is crazy to say sometimes, from a contractor's perspective, that they'll charge you just as much to take it out and assemble it back together as they will.
And then it's bent and it's not in right.
Right, for them
it doesn't look good.
Right,
like
exactly, for them. And that might even, sometimes you can, those guys get, if I tell them to do something that's out of the norm, they'll just be like, frustrated, and they'll just jack the price up.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
I
used to do that when I was plumbing. You want to use that old faucet, it'll cost you $100 more for me to take it out and put, mm-hmm, it in here than buy a new one.
Yeah, because you got to mess around with,
yeah,
it. And, yeah, exactly. So.
And it never looked good. Never, ever could make it look good.
I have quite a flat area down there past that culvert on the right. Then whoever who bids that, they can use all that flat area to park stuff in here, do whatever they want. I don't care anything about that. So.
Yeah, I would imagine they'll be looking for some space.
Right.
Especially if they've got...
Space will be hard to come by up here.
They'll, when they shut the road down, though.
Yeah.
Yep. So, yeah, I will have those estimates to you guys here shortly. We'll send out a couple revisions that you might see with the contractors on these sheets. I probably will wait to do it till close to the maybe a week before the bid opening, just to make sure that everybody gets a chance to look at it, because a lot of times the guys don't even look at it until later. The fact they're looking at it now is a good sign that they're going to have some good competition.
So, mm-hmm.
We'll see you again on the 6th.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
And be ready to have a plan.
Good. Looking forward to it. Get started.
Great. And once we do have a contractor, we'll give you guys a set of plans. I'll drop off or mail a full set of plans so you have them here, not just electronically, or a couple sets or whatever you want. So
these are going back with you?
Those are going back, yeah. We got some notes on them from what contractors have shared. So, but once the construction set, I probably even put on there before construction. Sometimes it gets messy when you start sharing a whole bunch of different bid set, construction set, record set. It's like the counting.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. And obviously, feel free to call or stop by. Yep. You know where we are.
Perfect.
Yep.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Is this door open over here?
Sure.
She'll tell you.
All right, see you later. Watch the ice.
Thank you.
Did you share the plans with the Carlins?
I have been in touch with them through the process, and originally, the hope was not to have to blast, but they've been informed that there'll be directional blasting occurring. Yeah. And, once everything's sort of, I don't believe, I mean, there's a little bit of kind of wetland above where they're working and stuff, but the well and stuff isn't there, and they're 100% behind the project itself.
Shared the plans with the actual plans.
Yeah, I intended to contact them after this, just to give them a heads up on how the meeting went and stuff. So.
Okay, signature for the knotweed permit. This one where I get scolded.
Yep.
Throw me in jail for using the wrong poison or not labeling that poison.
Well, there's about 600 pages that he's sending of label information, so they should have everything.
600?
It's not really 600, but I bet it's 100. Pages.
2026 mowing.
I don't know if you wanted to discuss that today, or the mowing stuff.
The cemetery mowing or the roadside mowing?
Roadside
mowing.
Where do you want to go with it? Everybody's got contracts, they're busy. I said if we do it, there's a lot of money. Wait a year and then get a mower or what?
I hate to buy a mower for the price we can rent one for, but.
Yeah, but you do the time and pay for it 10 years.
Yeah.
Is that the guy with the blue mowers and stuff? The guy with the blue mowers and stuff on 114 is.
I asked him. It was big money.
Big money?
We're spending $7,000 to rent one in Maine for 4 days, and I go like a bastard for 4 days, which is a pain in the ass, but you know you don't get as much done as you want to. I was looking into the mowers that mount on the front of the loader and so forth. I don't know if you want to go anywhere with that or not. This, we're talking $100,000 right there for a self-propelled one.
Yeah, and then you got the wear and tear on the loader. Then you have the wear and tear on the loader, too.
Yeah, that's pretty slow motion there. But I don't...
What was this guy's price, did you...
He was almost 10.
What did we spend last year?
Sorry.
What did we spend last year for that?
It's moment? 49. Oh, yeah.
I think it was 4,900, but then we also paid $1,000 to our insurance because
damage.
We claimed that
yeah, right.
It was broken here, but really it was broken.
Yeah.
Apparently when it got dropped off. So we paid $1,000 deductible in our insurance for that. And you only had what, 2.5 days? You didn't even have 4 days.
Now we're starting to rip stuff off the trucks because the limbs are getting lower and closer to the road. It takes time to do that shit and I'll keep that one back.
What if you rented it for 2 weeks?
So,
and made and gave you more time to get that stuff back the way it should be back. You know what I mean?
It's still money out, like, you know.
I mean, we're going to pay the trucking cost once to get it here. You know, 49, so we're at $10,000.
If you got your own mower, you can mow in the wintertime, too, when you can see better.
Right.
Shit, hold that. There's a lot of pluses to it. I know it's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money.
It's done once, and if it's mounted in the loader, you don't have a tractor. Do only one thing.
My only downfall to all that is once you get it mowed back, like the town of Burke, they're going through and mowing all the roads back. Mm-hmm. Looks great, doing a hell of a job, but you know it's going to take a while for all that stuff to grow back. Mm-hmm. So when it's not growing back the next 10 years, you know, there ain't no way that's going to grow back to that width in 10 years.
No.
So now you've got a piece of equipment sitting for 10 years that you're looking at. Right.
Why don't you keep everything freshened up, keep it back. I went through it before. It's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough to justify.
So what if we... if you got somebody in here, I mean, these guys, you said $10,000, will they send one more?
Yep. You figured it would take.
Right. I mean, why would you rent Pete's and do it yourself if Jeremy will do it for $10,000?
But if he came back in and mowed it back the way you're talking right now to get rid of everything, so we got a 10-year window, and then look at pay the $10,000 one time or whatever.
You're only going to do so much with a mower. You know, with a loader deal, you can get up and get these big pine limbs that are all hanging down when you get heavy snow.
I guess I don't know what you what we're looking at. So.
Yeah, what kind of a mower setup, John, goes on the front of a loader that can mow grass and cut branches?
You can do it with a push on a mower, but you can get a flail mower on to go on it too if you want to, you know, grind the stuff up. But gotta get more height. It has its own power plant and everything. So nothing
comes. Oh, so it's just hooked to the bucket arms and
has contamination of hydraulics. drive up to it, hook it up, plug it in, go.
I mean, personally, I mean, if we could rent one for 2 weeks, I'd rather have you in the machine than somebody else because you know where the downfalls are and where they aren't. You're in the truck every day doing the roads. You put somebody else doing it, you know, you usually don't get what you want.
You think you could get done what you want in 2 weeks?
Get a lot done as long as the weather's good.
Right.
Famous last words.
Yeah.
That doesn't solve the limb problem, right? That's on the ground.
We're going to get a lot of it. We're not going to get all of it. Now we're under these, the bigger trees that got the big limbs all sitting there right down, break the glass, break the mirrors.
Right.
I got a visor ripped off that new one already.
Yeah.
The shit hanging down. That
yeah.
was 875 holes.
Right. I mean, 2 weeks should probably make a big improvement for what you want.
It's a cool lot, as long as it's a big enough machine.
Right. Right.
Well, I'm all for looking in to get what you need and get it for 2 weeks and mm-hmm. get it done.
Right.
From a rental standpoint.
From a rental standpoint, at this year.
The bad part is he's the only one with a rental.
Yeah, he's the only guy around that got rentals. I mean, you kind of got to go with him. It is what it is. I mean, I know we don't want to, but...
There ain't anybody in New Hampshire or something instead of dealing with this guy again?
I haven't done any research on New Hampshire as far as, you know, maybe there's another outfit around. I don't know. There's got to be somebody else here out there. You know, Caterpillar used to do that. I don't know if they have a machine that they'll rent us for 2 weeks and bring it over and, you know, them big outfits like that. I mean, they're into the forestry stuff.
Yeah, they don't have truck engines and stuff and haven't had for years, so they're mostly in the off-road stuff.
We can check with Cat. We can even check with John Deere. They might have a... Cat's probably more your versatile forestry end of it. For a couple-week rental. Right. Yeah, they might be a little more money. You know.
Cat being, always is, but...
Again, I don't know. I've never checked New Hampshire side of it to see what's over there.
Just bothers me to have to go back to dealing with the company that didn't treat us correctly up front last year. That... sticks in my throat quite a bit. What's worse is if there's nobody else to choose from. But
we'll just hire you to go out with the chainsaw and run them all down.
Yeah. 75 years old on the side of the road with a chainsaw.
I don't know. I guess we'll have to do some research.
Let's do some looking and table it till next meeting on the 6th.
Is that anything, John, I could help you look into as far as that? What other options are out there for people or companies to deal with? Or do you want to do it?
Research in New Hampshire, I guess, if there's anybody out there that's got machines.
Okay, the next meeting is next Thursday, the 24th.
The 2nd. Oh, wait.
April.
Today is the 24th.
Today's the 24th.
I mean,
April 2nd.
Yeah.
April 2nd.
April 2nd.
It is next Thursday. That's the meeting with Logan Perry.
Yeah, that's where I was fucked up.
Yeah. In the next monthly select board meeting will be Monday, April 6th at 6 p.m. I'll make a motion to adjourn. Second, all in favor?
Aye.
So moved.
Due from